Oh, my head.
Can I fetch you anything, sir?
No! Who are you? What are you doing in my bedroom? If you're gonna rob me, don't hurt me. My bank cards are on the side. Oh, where are my bank cards gone? Where's the side gone?
Why would I rob you, sir? I'm your valet.
My valet? What's one of them? You gonna clean my car or something?
You must be tired, sir. You've had a long journey.
Where am I?
You're back at home, sir. Back at Wolseley House.
Eh?
You've been away for a few years, sir, and the Indian Army and all that. But it's great to have you back.
Back at Wolseley House? Been away a few years? The Indian Army?
1834 by Jim Poyser. Episode 1, What Century Are You Living In?
What do you mean it's 1834?
Well, what do you mean it's 2000 and... What did you say?
2003.
That doesn't even sound like a year. It just sounds like a big number.
Well, that's what year it was when I went to bed last night. I mean, okay, I'd had a few drinks, but I still knew what century it was.
Look, I may be a humble valet with no education and no prospects, but give me credit for knowing what the year is, sir. What'd I say it was again?
1834.
That's right, sir.
What's all this, sir, business, in any case? And why are you holding a large, roomy pair of bright crimson velour pantaloons?
I'm your valet, sir. Ned? Don't say you've forgotten me. We grew up together, sir.
Did we?
Yes, sir, before you went to India.
Oh, you're messing with me head now. I've never been to India in my life.
So, where have you been this last few years, if not serving in the British Army in India?
This is a wind-up.
A what?
Yeah, the lads have set me up. Oh, you're not a rent boy, are you?
I told you, I'm your valet.
And who am I again?
You're the Viscount Tarquin, eldest son of Lord Belport, who, as it happens, is waiting for you downstairs at the breakfast table.
But I'm not Tarquin. I'm Jason Slater. I'm an English teacher from Cheadle Heath. I was born in 1971. I went out last night to the White Hart in Cheadle with my mate Danny, had 6 pints of strong continental lager, then got home, went to bed, and I've woken up here.
Look, sir, you're scaring me now. People get locked up for saying stuff like that.
But it's 2003!
No, it isn't! Come on then, look out the window. If it's 2003, then how come the sky isn't full of giant, electric... Flying submarines made out of gas.
Because there's no such things. There's planes and rockets and...
Well, come on then. Well, where are they then?
And pylons. There's got to be some pylons out there. Well, you don't see them everywhere.
How convenient, sir.
Look, Ned, I know this is some kind of elaborate practical joke. And I'm happy to play along. You're a nice bloke, and this is a nice house.
It's been the Belport family seat for 200 years.
Well, it's a lot roomier than my flat in Cheadle Heath. It's a bit parky, though.
That's because you're only half-dressed, sir. Now, are you going to don these breeches, or are you going to wander around all day in your long johns, which is hardly fitting, if you don't mind me saying, sir, for a bloke who's 127th in line to the throne?
Don't get on with it, Hoskins, for goodness sake.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not as young as I once was.
Hoskins, you're shaking.
Oh, am I, sir? That's a relief. I thought it was the room.
What were you going to say anyway before you started spluttering all over my chemise?
I was going to present your son, my lord.
Oh, do you really have to? He's standing right next to
you. It's the farm, my lord. Your old father wouldn't have had it any other way.
Do I have to keep standing here?
You be quiet and all. My lord, your son.
Good God. So it is. Tarquin. Son!
Father!
Oh, Tarkers! It's been a long time. So sorry I wasn't up for your arrival last night, but... Oh, me damned gout was playing me up something rotten. Some evenings I have to drink myself unconscious on port just to get it to settle. What time did your coach and four get in from town?
I'm not sure. I sort of lost track of time.
Oh, sit down. What'll you have? Hoskins, what's on the menu?
There's bread.
Capital. And tell you what, Hoskins, why don't you take it and hold it to the fire with a fork like you did the other week? What was it you called that again?
Burnt.
kitchen.
Yes,
some more of that burnt.
How about that, Tarquin?
You got any cornflakes?
Eh?
You know, cereal.
Cereal for breakfast? What are you, a horse?
I could do you some tripe if you like, sir.
Oh, is it Kellogg's?
It's nice with a bit of burnt.
I'll just have some burnt on its own, if that's all right, Hoskins.
Certainly, sir.
Oh, so tell us about India, then. I read about the Sepoy massacre. Bally bad business.
Oh, yes, it was. Bally bad.
But of course, you were up in Madras at the time.
Yes, Madras.
Yes, and where else have you been?
What, in India?
Uh-huh.
Apart from Madras, Vindaloo, Dansak, Bargy, all over, really.
Capital, capital! I asked your brother Henry to join us. He's been out in the field since first light.
Really? What's he been doing?
Supervising the threshing.
Oh, the grain, you mean?
No, the peasants. Always like to give them a good threshing now and again. Keeps them on their toes.
Isn't that rather cruel?
Ah, but you've got to be cruel to be kind. Sometimes flogging a man to within an inch of his life can reap surprising dividends. Ah, here he is now.
Morning, Father.
Are you not going to say good morning to your brother, Henry?
No, I'm not.
That's a little churlish, surely. The man's just come out of the Indian Army. It's hard out there. What, Tarquin?
I didn't say anything.
India, a hard land.
Oh, yeah, the heat, the other stuff.
Yes, the polo tournaments, the cocktail parties, the billiards. While you've been swanning around the subcontinent learning how to do a cannon into the bork cushion, some of us have been working for a living.
What, so bashing some peasant round the head and neck counts as work these days, does it?
No, you speak like a liberal, Tarquin.
Henry, what's the problem?
Oh, it's nothing. Well, it's just that he's been away sampling the exotic life and Muggins is left to do the dirty work.
I thought Muggins was no longer with us.
No, I mean me.
Oh, come. You enjoy giving the peasants a good hiding?
Well, that's as maybe, but... Well, there's all the other stuff. I mean, who has to muck out the piggery three times a day?
Ned, isn't it?
Yes, okay, but I have to watch. Imagine how boring that gets, hmm? And that's not the only back-breaking physical labour I have to idly observe.
Oh, it's a tough life, brother.
No, you stay out of it. I've read the Bible. I know about the prodigal son. You're just going to have a wild time now, aren't you, eh? Stuffing your face while I get on with
Boys! Why this unpleasantness? Henry, come on, sit with us and tuck into a nice round of burnt.
No, thanks, Father. I'd prefer not. Besides, there are affairs to sort out. Spot of trouble in the village, actually, with one of those Luddites.
No, not that tedious lot. What have they smashed up this time?
Oh, well, it's pretty small fry at the moment. Just a couple of small frying pans.
Well, that's not exactly going to bring the Industrial Revolution to a standstill, is it?
Well, I didn't expect you to take it seriously. But just see what happens if it spreads to the town.
Oh, good point. Oh, are you sure you won't stay for some burnt?
No, thanks, Father. To be honest, I'm actually not all that keen on it. I think cooking kind of ruins it.
Yes, I know what you're saying. If only Hoskins could harness the power of the fire without burning the bread to a cinder.
Yes, but such are the downsides of the new technologies.
You're sounding like a Luddite now.
Good day, brother. I shall be in the fields. You be careful in that billiard room, eh? Don't pull a muscle chalking a cue.
Yeah, and don't pull a muscle whacking seven bells out of a working class person.
Ah, Hoskins!
My lord... You're burnt. I think I might have overdone it a bit.
Oh, for crying out loud, Hoskins, there's flames coming off it. Fire! Fire!
Ned, this is totally doing my boxing.
I'm sorry, sir, I don't know what you mean by that.
Where am I?
Oh, Lord, don't start all that again.
Well, please tell me, this is some kind of practical joke. Come on. Are you being paid by someone?
I get threepence a month, plus unlimited use of the library.
Blimey, that's not very much.
Huh? I thought it was quite a generous package. That library's full of books.
Have you read many of them?
I'm not a great reader, sir, on account of being unable to read.
Oh, Ned, what's going on? I mean, it's not possible just to wake up one morning and it's 200 years ago.
Yeah, well, it's never happened to me.
Nah, I still don't believe any of it. Tell me, what's the nearest town?
Macclesfield? Where you came from last night?
Macclesfield, in Cheshire.
I'm not very good on counties. Mind you, your dad goes on the Cheshire hunt with the Lord High Sheriff of Cheshire. They always start at Cheshire House and end up having a pint at the Cheshire Arms. Could that offer us any sort of clue?
Possibly. Right, I'm going to go to Macclesfield and sort this out.
Sort what out?
Whatever's going on here. Because one thing's for certain, if it's really 1834, then Macclesfield ain't going to have a Virgin Megastore. So when I come back from town with a bag full of cutting-edge CDs, we'll see what century we're in then, shall we?
If I only knew what you were on about, sir, I might be able to argue with you.
So, how do I get to Mac then?
How do you think you do? By horse, of course.
And where do I get one of those?
Have you tried the stables?
Hello? Is anyone here?
Hello, sir.
Oh, not you again. I thought you were the butler.
I double up as the stable boy, sir.
You're a bit old for that, aren't you? Anyway, I need a horse.
Well, you've come to the right place. What kind of horse would you be after?
Oh, I was thinking maybe of one that won't bolt and throw me off its back at high speed.
You'll be lucky. All my horses are aggressive and badly trained, particularly if the rider's inexperienced. How much experience do you have?
I went on a donkey at Blackpool once when I was about 6.
That probably places you in the novice category. Well, I've got one filly. She might not put up too much of a fuss, so long as you're firm on the bridle, loose on the halter, tight on the reins, slack on the bit, and hard on the muzzle. Just remember that.
Did you say firm on the bit?
No! Firm on the bridle, slack on the bit. Don't be being firm on the bit, for God's sake. But she's a gentleman, and you'll be lovely. Don't be put off by the name.
Which is?
Violet.
Violet? Oh, what's wrong with that?
No, violent.
Did you say loose on the halter?
Oh, God, yes. If it's the last thing you do, make sure you're loose on that halter.
Right. Which bit's the halter?
You all right, sir?
I think so. I think I was a bit too hard on the halter there. Or maybe I wasn't quite slack enough on the bit.
Looks like you've lost your horse.
Oh, she'll come back as soon as I call. Like putty in my hand, she is. Sorry, can't help noticing you're holding an enormous lump hammer. You're not going to attack me, are you?
Oh, no, sir, that's just me hammer. I'm not a violent man.
Well, you seem to have smashed up that bit of machinery there pretty violently.
Oh, yeah, smashed it right up, I did. But I only hammer the living daylights out of machines. I wouldn't hurt a fly.
So, would I be right in thinking you're one of these Luddites?
Keep your voice down.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I was forgetting. It's all very hush-hush, going round smashing up big clanging machines with a mallet. What have you got against machines, anyway?
They're taking our livelihood.
What do you do for a living?
Me? I'm a machinist in one of them big new sparkling factories, but don't tell the other Luddites. They still all think I farm cauliflowers.
Ah, how does that work, then?
Oh, it's a bloody pain keeping up the pretences. I'm forever scouring the fields for cauliflowers.
Oh, I'm surprised you managed to fit in smashing up machines.
Ah, well, I'll always make time for that.
What is that machine you've just destroyed, anyway?
This, sir, a spinning jenny. Or maybe it was an Arkwright stocking frame. It's difficult to tell now I've smashed it up.
I thought the most high-tech thing in the village was pans.
What village would that be, then?
Well, whatever village this is. Well, you tell me.
This, sir, is the town of Macclesfield.
What? This piddling little dump?
Oh, don't be like that about it, sir. It's my hometown. I love it.
This isn't Macclesfield. I've been there loads of times, and for a start, there'd be the river.
Like that one?
Yeah, like that. And then there'd be the big hill rolling up from the river.
Like that hill over yonder?
Yeah, like that, yeah. And then on the horizon, there'd be that absolutely unmistakable and unique geographical feature which would tell you unequivocally that you were in Macclesfield and could not be anywhere else in the whole world.
Like that one over yonder, you mean?
Yes, exactly like that. Which means... which means... I'm in Macclesfield. And the date is...
We don't recognise dates as Luddites. As a humble cauliflower farmer, I live by God's own seasons, and that is good enough for me.
Just tell me the date, man!
5th of June, 1834. You all right, sir? You've gone pale.
Tarquin! Tarquin! Can it be you?
What do you want?
It is I, Millicent.
Oh, hello, Millicent. Who are you, then?
Well, you could sound a bit keener to see me. We were once intimate, after all.
Were we? How intimate?
Do you not recall our trysts in the arbour?
How could I forget? Remind me what tryst means again.
Oh, Tarquin, how I miss your ardour in that arbour. But I am betrothed to your brother Henry now, so we must restrict ourselves to mere intercourse.
I'm too depressed for that.
What are you depressed about?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Not my impending marriage to your brother, I hope.
Nah, though he might have told me. When did you get engaged?
At the Bennett Summer Dance. He marked my card for the quadrille. One thing led to another, and the next I knew he was asking me to marry him.
And you said yes?
The night was a dizzy whirl of colours, music, and Mr. Bennett's famous gin-based punch. I said yes to everything.
Now, you want to watch that? You'll get a reputation.
But now I've seen you again, Tarquin. I'm not sure where my heart lies.
Well, it's a bit late for regret now, isn't it? Well, you know what my brother's like. You must marry him, Millicent, and that's the end of it. What we had is gone.
Very well. But at least do me the courtesy of riding back with me in my chaise and four.
Sorry, is that some sort of euphemism?
No, my chaise and four. My barouche? My Clarence? My sociable?
Sorry, I'm still thinking euphemism here.
My carriage?
Oh, I see. Not that one over the road getting smashed into smithereens by that bunch of Luddites.
The scoundrels!
Tell you what, I'll give you a lift home on my horse if you like. If we can find her, that is.
Oh, Tarquin. Just the two of us on horseback. It'll be like old times.
Will it?
Right, that's the food out of the way. Let's get smoking. There are no ladies here. God rest the soul of your dear mother. But one perk to come out of her untimely death is we don't have to hang around waiting to dole the snouts out.
Snouts?
I've got Egyptian cigs, Moroccan cheroots and some nice fat church warden gaspers sent up special from Dover. Who's having what?
No, thanks. I'm trying to give up.
Give up? Are you mad? Don't you know about the risks of not smoking?
Oh, go on then. Give us a cheroot.
Ah, that's the spirit. Henry?
No. Not if he's having one.
Oh, come on, Henry. You can't keep this grudge up against your brother. He hasn't done anything wrong.
No, hasn't he?
What? What have I done?
Don't think I didn't see you coming back from town with Millicent.
I gave her a ride back on my horse. It was perfectly innocent.
Oh, I'm sure there was nothing in it, Henry.
You were holding her tight.
The horse was bolting.
She was whispering sweet nothings into your ear.
She was screaming, "We're going to fall off, we're going to fall off."
As you dismounted, you gently cupped her bosom in your hand.
Yeah, well, I did do that, I admit it. I got a bit confused about the etiquette. Pass us those matches, will you, Father?
You see, Father, you see? He doesn't even deny it. And what's more, you were spotted in town consorting with a gang of Luddites.
Is this true?
Well, it wasn't really a gang. It was just one bloke, and I was hardly consorting with him. We had a bit of a chat, that's all.
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you, eh? How do we know what your motives are? You've been away for years.
Oh, blimey. The cheroot's got a bit of a kick to it, hasn't it, Dad? What were you saying, Henry?
Saying? Saying? I'm saying you might be a spy, sir. An agent provocateur. Who knows what sort of notions you might have picked up in India or wherever it is you were. Well, sir, do you have an answer?
This cheroot is just twisting my melon, man.
Ooh, you should try one of these Egyptian ones after. Ooh, it'll make you feel nice.
Your failure to reply to me merely inculpates you further, sir.
Whoa, Henry.
Henry. Just chill out, baby.
You'll give me satisfaction, sir, for taking liberties with my intended.
What's he mean, satisfaction, look like a jewel?
Oh, don't be a fool, Henry. Your brother was a crack marksman in the Indian Army.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can shoot a hole in a poppadom from 10 paces.
Ah, I see. Well, even so, I am not ruling out a duel at some point.
Come on, Henry. Have some of this cheroot.
No, you're all right. That piggery won't muck itself out, you know. Where's Ned?
Sir? Sir, wake up!
Oh, where am I? Oh, no, not you again.
Don't be like that, sir.
I thought for a moment I might have woken up back at home and all this would have been a dream.
Oh, don't start all that weird stuff on me again.
What do you want, anyway? It's the middle of the night.
Can't you hear that banging noise?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, don't you want to know what it is?
Not really. Can't you go?
I'm scared, sir. What if it's them Luddites with the big hammers? Oh, come with us, sir.
Oh, do I have to?
Oh, go on. I'll help you on with your britches. Where are they? I can't see them anywhere. It's funny about your trousers, sir. Good job I pressed the spares.
I can't see a thing. Pass us that lantern.
I think the noise is coming from the barn over there.
Let's go and have a look, shall we?
Hey, there's a light on in there, sir. Let's peek through this crack in the door.
I can't see. Oh, yeah. There's someone in there, working by lamplight.
Yeah, I espy them too. A man. Who is it, sir? I've never seen him before in my life.
I know who it is. Come on.
Are you, Mr. Luddite?
Oh, hello again.
That's his lordship's brand-new steam-powered two-wheel traction pump. And you've smashed it up.
Well, what do you expect me to do? I'm a Luddite, aren't I?
Cool, you're fairly unabashed, aren't you?
Look, I am doing it in the dead of night. I didn't think anyone would hear me.
There's people in the next county probably heard you.
Would that be Cheshire, sir?
No, Ned, this is Cheshire. How did you know there was a steam-powered traction pump in here anyway? Did someone put you up to this?
That would be telling, wouldn't it?
Come on, who was it?
I couldn't possibly say.
I'll beat you.
I thought you were a liberal, sir.
Yeah, well, when in Rome...
I thought we were in Cheshire.
No, don't beat me, sir, please. I abhor violence. It was your brother Henry, sir.
What? I don't get it. Hang on a minute. What's in that bag?
Nothing.
It's your trousers, sir.
I knew it. Henry must have stolen them. What's the big idea? Leave them at the scene of the crime?
Might be.
You're trying to set me up.
What can I say, sir? You're right. But please, be merciful. Don't get the law involved.
Well, I'm ruling nothing out. But I tell you what, Luddite, give us a hand with a little idea of mine and I might let you off.
What idea is that?
Well, back where I come from, I own what is called a motorbike.
What's one of them?
Well, essentially, it's a bike with a motor on it.
Mm.
Ned, I need your best toolkit, some coal and a flask of coffee.
Right away, sir.
It's going to be a long night. And that's if I can even remember what they taught me in my motorcycle repair and maintenance evening classes.
Right, settle down, everyone, please. Settle down. Quiet at the back there. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I suppose you're all wondering quite why I've brought you here this morning.
Too right. I had to cut short my toilet.
I didn't even have time to go.
All right, then. Since you've dragged us here at the crack of dawn, Henry, what's it all about? Well, I came down this morning to, check on your brand new steam-powered two-wheel traction pump, Father. Mm-hmm. And what was I to discover?
I don't know what.
Witness! Oh, it's most remarkable. As you can see, it's totally ruined. And it's not totally ruined. It's all shiny. And what are these huge cylinders and that leather saddle and these things at the front, like a bar with handles.
I call them handlebars. Ned, if you'd care to explain?
Yeah, well, what we've done is to create what we're calling a motorbike. Essentially, we've souped up the traction engine in order to maximise its performance.
A motorbike? What on earth's that?
Allow me to demonstrate. Is the tank full of coal, Ned?
Indeed it is, sir.
It's coal-fired at the moment. So I'll just turn it on, give this baby a throttle, and off we go!
A gimmick, nothing more!
Oh, well, I'll be deaf!
I hope you're not impressed by this, Millicent.
Oh, crikey! Look at all that power! It's awesome!
You can get up to speed on this, too! Henry, watch out! Just move to the left!
I shall not!
Henry!
Don't be a fool, Henry!
He's going to eat him!
Jeez, that was close.
You did that on purpose.
Can I have a ride, Tarquin? I'll just jump on behind you.
Oh, great. Run me over, steal me fiancé. Why don't you just have done with it and murder me?
Oh, come on, Henry. I have nothing against you. Really, I don't know why you're being like this.
Because I spend years on this estate, working my fingers to the bone while you cruise around Gujarat, massying in off the side cushion, and suddenly you come back and you're Mr. Goldnuts! That's why!
I didn't ask to come back here, you know. In fact, what's the point? No one's going to believe me, are they?
Am I going to get a go on this bike or what?
Yes, Millicent. And Henry will drive you. Come on, Henry. Let's swap.
But I don't know how to drive it.
Easy. Just turn that and pull that to stop. Come on, Millie.
Wee-haw!
Hold on tight. I'm going to open her up.
Oh, you're such a hunk, Henry. Ooh, feel that power.
Oh, young love.
It's a joy to behold, Father, isn't it? Do you think if I let Henry have the bike, he'll forgive me?
I'm sure of it. And hurrah for that.
Hurrah indeed.
Right, Hoskins, let's go and put some clothes on.
Hey, I'm right freezing, sir.
Yes, I see.
Right, I'm exhausted. I've been up half the night. Come on, Ned.
Oh, look, sir, Henry and Millicent have reached the landscape garden already. Right. Designed by none other than Capability Brown, that was.
Really?
Well, actually, it was his less well-known brother, Liability Brown.
Yes, I thought it was a bit of a mess. Oh, Ned, how am I going to get back to my own time?
I don't know, sir. 1834 isn't so bad, is it? Perhaps you should stay around.
1834, not so bad. You know, Ned, maybe you're right.
In 1834, Jason was played by Michael Begley, Ned by Joe Caffrey, and Hoskins by Kenneth Allen Taylor. Lord Belport was played by Mark Chatterton, Henry by James Nickerson, the Luddite by Toby Hayduke, and Millicent by Julia Rounthwaite. 1834 was written by Jim Poyser and directed in Manchester by Polly Thomas.